Last month, the Vermont legislature approved a bill that would have instituted a 24-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. Since then, both supporters and opponents of the measure have been waiting anxiously to see what the governor would do with the bill. And they found out last night when Governor Phil Scott announced that he'd vetoed the waiting period legislation. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been covering this issue, and he's with us today to talk about the implications of that decision. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Henry.
So, for context, first, Pete, let's go back to 2018, when Governor Phil Scott surprised a lot of people when he endorsed and then signed a number of new restrictions on gun ownership in Vermont. And that was after an averted school shooting threat in Fairhaven last winter. So this year, gun control advocates thought that might bode well for this waiting period legislation as well. So why did he end up vetoing this bill?
The governor hasn't been available for an interview, Henry, since he announced his decision last night. So all I have to go on right now is the relatively brief statement that he issued along with that veto announcement. And what Phil Scott said in that message is he doesn't think waiting periods would address the, quote, underlying causes of gun violence. Supporters of this waiting period bill, they considered it a suicide prevention measure. It was inspired in part by the death of a 23-year-old Essex man last December. He bought a handgun from a local gun shop and then used it to take his own life just a few hours later. And supporters of the waiting period bill, like the Vermont Medical Society, for instance, say suicide can be an impulsive act. And they say if you can prevent a person from getting their hands on a gun during that window of despondency, then there's a good chance you can save them from going through with it. But Phil Scott, as you mentioned earlier, those gun bills he signed last year, he points to those. And he says things like universal background checks, things like high-capacity magazine bans, that those will address the supply side of the gun violence problem in Vermont. And he says now it's time to segue from restrictions on gun ownership to improvements in the state's mental health system.
Okay. Guns are obviously a powerful political issue here in Vermont. And so now the governor has this mixed record on the subject. How do you think this veto will affect his standing with people on both sides of the gun debate?
It's funny, Henry. You spend time in politics and you really get the feeling that this world is governed by a what have you done for me lately mentality. Mm-hmm. Gun Sense Vermont is the organization that led the push for new gun laws both this year and last year. And prior to Scott's veto last night, they felt like Phil Scott had become their unexpected champion in the governor's office. That feeling is totally out the window after this veto. And Clay Lasher Summers, who's the head of Gun Sense Vermont, told me last night that their eyes are already on the 2020 election to try to replace Scott with someone who would sign a waiting period bill. And then you have the gun rights crowd, right, which was apoplectic after Phil Scott signed the gun bills into law last year. And now they are welcoming the governor back with open arms. Ed Cutler with Gun Owners of Vermont told me this morning that this veto by Phil Scott was really him making amends to the gun rights crowd. And he said Scott's decision to sign the gun bills last year is water under the bridge and time to forgive and forget.
You can stay up to date on all of VPR's political coverage at vpr.org. Pete, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Henry.